Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, we're finally hearing from the MTA chairman about last week's bombshell announcement from Governor Hochul that she was pumping the brakes on congestion pricing.
Jana Lieber didn't harp too much on the shock of years of hard work to get approval for congestion pricing going down the drain in one day.
Last week was incredibly difficult.
And that was about as emotional as he got before diving into the MTA's plans to work around the financial pit without tolls south of 60th Street. So did he think about leaving?
It's not in my nature to walk or to quit.
The MTA is still thinking it will happen, but for now, their hands are tied.
The MTA cannot start the congestion pricing program, notwithstanding the state law, without a New York State DOT sign-off.
He says they'll fight like hell to avoid service cuts. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at MTA headquarters.
Well, Lieber says they'll have to reprioritize their capital improvement program and that the focus now is on the basic stuff, keeping the system up and running and making sure it doesn't fall apart. Governor Hochul says,
I understand the level of concern at this time, but I, as the governor of the state of New York, am committed to continuing those projects with alternative funding. That is being worked out with the legislature. I gave them a number of options. Those conversations are very much alive and ongoing, and it will be resolved.
And the governor reiterated that the feedback she's gotten is that for most people, a $15 toll at this time is too much. A protest last night outside an exhibit in Lower Manhattan that memorializes the 364 victims of the 10/7 Hamas attack at the Nova Music Festival in Israel. Let's find out what happened live from our Marla Diamond.
And Susan, this is what it sounded like outside the exhibit last night. During what was billed by organizers as a citywide day of rage for Gaza, protesters can be seen on social media unfurling a flag that read, "Long live October 7th. There were clashes with police, several smoke bombs were set off, and a yellow and green flag of the Iran-backed terror group Hezbollah was raised. The exhibit memorializes 364 people murdered by Hamas terrorists at the music festival. The protest drew strong condemnation from one of the exhibit's organizers, music mogul Scooter Braun, who said he didn't understand why protesting a memorial for innocent music lovers who were raped and butchered and kidnapped helps, urging protesters to see the exhibition and see the truth. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on Wall Street in Lower Manhattan.
The UN Security Council Monday overwhelmingly approved its first resolution endorsing a ceasefire plan aimed at ending the eight-month-long war. It was sponsored by the United States and calls on Hamas to accept the three-phase plan. Russia abstained. Meantime, we're getting new details about the Israeli raid to rescue four hostages held by Hamas.
Sources telling ABC News leading up to the raid, some Israeli special forces were disguised as Palestinian refugees looking for a place to live, lying in wait in position before they were given the go command Saturday morning. The IDF saying it launched airstrikes after its troops came under fire, those strikes taking a terrible toll. The Hamas-run health ministry saying at least 270 Palestinians were killed, but Israel disputing that, saying about 100 were killed.
That's correspondent Tom Sufi Burridge. The Israeli military now calling it Operation Arnon in honor of one of the Israeli security officers who was killed during the mission. Well, the mercury is rising, temps in the 80s later this week, and then the first 90-degree days next week. And so Con Ed is getting ready. Spokesman Alfonso Quiroz telling 1010 Winds they've been installing new technology called interrupters, which are designed to pretty much do just that, to keep any outages or power issues isolated.
Think of it as a sort of a large underground cable that is perhaps has different components to it. If there is a problem with component A, it will stop it from going to component B or C. And that could help avoid a larger power problem.
A blistering heat wave this week has brought record-breaking temperatures to parts of the Southwest. Meantime, Florida could be looking at as much as a foot of rain and possibly a tornado. So if you think the news has been all crime all the time as of late, a new report from the Fed says that may not be the reality.
So-called burglary tourism in the suburbs and other crimes, including retail theft, have made headlines. The perceptions about crime differing city to city, state to state. But the FBI releasing new data showing violent crime dropped 15% from January to March compared to the same time last year. Murders dropped by 26%, rape down 25%, robberies falling 17%.
That's correspondent Lionel Moyes. President Biden put out a statement after the report was released saying it's good news for our families and communities. Donald Trump, on the other hand, pointed to the role he played in enacting the First Step Act, which, while reducing mandatory prison sentences, also increased job training to help lower recidivism rates. Donald Trump had his pre-sentencing interview Monday. The Associated Press says that Zoom with a probation official took less than 30 minutes, although we don't have any details on what he was asked. Judge Juan Merchan will use that to help determine a sentence for the former president on 34 felony counts in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. That will be announced on July 11th. Separately, federal judge Aileen Cannon has rejected Trump's bid to dismiss many of the 37 counts against him in the classified documents indictment. So far, no date set for that trial. So are you single in the city? Looking for a man? Well, now there's a map for that, courtesy of 29-year-old TikToker Mimi Shu.
People always ask me where they should go out when they visit New York City, so I made a map that you can use as a loose guide, or if you just moved here and you want to go out to look for your future husband.
So, for example,
East Village and Lower East Side, you'll find the youngest crowd, so think NYU students and just like very Gen Z.
Gen X or Boomer.
And we'll go ahead and give all of Uptown to people that are married or in serious relationships or just older.
Okay. So she's actually from Texas. She says the map is based on her own experience, having lived in the city for 7 years. The goal, she says, to make dating fun. Okay, Swifties. Here's your chance to show all you know about the pop star and the big city. GetYourGuide.com is looking for tour guides for a Taylor Swift-inspired walking tour of New York. Branding chief Madison Petrowski.
Showing, obviously, fandom and, you know, knowledge of Taylor Swift and specifically kind of Taylor Swift's locations and, you know, a discography around New York City. And I think just like passion and engagement and fun, you know, at Get Your Guide, we want to give customers the best kind of tours and experiences as possible.
And yes, you will get paid.
The winner will receive a salary of $100 per tour or $50 per hour. They'll also receive training with one of our professional tour guides in New York City.
Get all the info at Get Your Guide on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!